Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Quote, moreover, begins 2 Chronicles 4. Moreover what? The foundations were vital, 2 Chronicles 3 verse 3, as they are for us today, Ephesians 2, 19 and 20. The gold-covered cedar walls were exquisite, 2 Chronicles 3, 5. Imagine even using golden nails, verse 9. And the house was decorated with precious stones for no other reason than for beauty, verse 6. The structure was wonderful. But without the bronze altar, chapter 4, verse 1, the bronze sea, verse 2, and the other furniture, the temple would be useless. The priest could not serve without them. In addition, the priest could not see if the lampstand of gold, verse 7, had not been made. And they could not sacrifice unless Huram made, quote, the pots, the shovels, the forks, the trimmers, the bowls, the ladles, and the censers, verses 16 and 22. How majestic are the grand truths of the Bible, but how important the details as well. As Jesus said, quote, whoever therefore breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 5:19. Nothing is extraneous, right down to the yod and tittle, verse 17, the smallest letter and the smallest stroke in the Word of God. The Word equips the Lord's priest today, quote, for every good work, 2 Timothy 3:17. Note that the bronze altar was massive, 16 times larger than the one for the tabernacle, and now equal in size to the holiest of all, 2 Chronicles 3:8 and 4:1. As if to say, that the desperate need of my sinful heart is so fully met by the provision in Christ that it exactly matches every demand of the righteous God who dwells in the sanctuary. Yes, it's true. C.L. Bancroft wrote these thrilling words, because the sinless Savior died, my sinful soul is counted free, for God the just is satisfied to look on him and pardon me. Hallelujah.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.